Parsha, which of which we will be having many in the weeks to come. But today I'd like to begin by focusing on the Tehira process of the Mitzvah, which is the beginning of Parsha Mitzvah, the process by which a Kayin, a Mitzvah becomes Tahar. And with that, I would like to share with you one Dvar Halacha and one Inyan Nachshava. Let's start with the Inyan Nachshava. The Pasuk says that in order for the purification process of the Mitzvah to begin, the Kayin has to take Shteitz Biparim Chayos Mitzvah, two birds. Rashi explains why are birds part of the process of purifying a Mitzvah, what connection does it have to do with Taras? Because the Goyim, because Taras comes for Lashon Hara, because of the Pusei Devarim, because of a person speaks it properly, and therefore the purification process comes with birds. What does that have to do with birds? The Rashi tells us, because birds are always talking. The birds, the Parim, is not within Tamid, it's just the scale. They're constantly chirping, making all kinds of noises, and that is the reason that that is the purification process begins with that. Kasha is dead. Get the name of the safer. I remember as we speak, but I saw the Kasha is as follows. That Lashon Hara comes for, Taras comes for Lashon Hara. It comes for speaking ill about someone else. It doesn't come from too much. It doesn't come from Devarim B'Talem. So why are the birds the symbol of this cake? The birds don't speak Lashon Hara. Well, maybe they do, but we're not aware that they do. The birds are mispatched in Tamid, the Tzitzis Kail. They're making noise all the time. They're chirping away. What does that have to do with Taras, which comes not for Devarim B'Talem, but for Lashon Hara? And he answers by bringing a Rambam. And the Rambam tells us what's really an interesting history. The Rambam is the Hilchos Tumas Taras, the laws of Tumas Taras, Eric Design HaMachiyud. He says in part, Zed Derech Yeshiva HaLeitzim HaRishoyim. This is the way that evil, light, and lightheaded people behave. The Tila Marvim B'Divrei Havai. They start by talking about silly things. From talking about silliness, idle talk, idle chatter, they end up talking Lashon Hara as well. So the idea being that the cause of Lashon Hara is very often the fact that people are just losing too much, talking gossip, idle talk. A person who wants to do the right thing is not busy with excessive chatter, with choosing, with talking about too many things. That's a tremendous insight. The odd time when people speak Lashon Hara because they have a Yetzer Hara for Lashon Hara. But most often, Lashon Hara comes because people sit around with nothing to do, and it's just the idle talk which leads them to Lashon Hara. And it's a very important insight to have. There is nothing wrong with being quiet, with keeping your mouth shut occasionally. Absolutely nothing wrong with it. Sometimes people tell me on a date, there were times in a day that things were quiet. I say, so what if things are quiet? If things are quiet on a date and you feel comfortable, that's a sign it's the right one. Because normal people are able to be together and not be choosing all the time, not necessarily be talking all the time. We find that part of the purification process is that the blood of these birds put on the ear of the mitzvah, the chayzen, on the earlobe of the mitzvah, actually not the earlobe, but the cartilage of the ear. Why on the ear? I would think that the blood should be put on the mouth. After all, the shape took place with Ibor, with speaking improperly. But again, according to this, very good, it's not just the speaking. Of course, the Aveira of Lashon Hara is speaking. When a person is busy, conversation, idle conversation, that's what leads to this type of a thing. I saw an incredible deal. If you read Parshas Pesachia, you'll see that every time it talks about a mitzvah, it says Tomei, who says that he's Tomei. And it uses the word Tomei, the word Tomei once, the singular. That is, he is Tomei, not a double Lashon of Tomei. We find in Parashat Gimel, Pasuk Mem Daled, what is especially tummy about this type of mitzvah? So the pasuk ends. His nega is in his head. But a nega, when a mitzvah tzaras is found on the head, then that tzaras is referred to by the Torah as triple tuma. Tameyu, tameyu, tamenu, akayim. He mentioned tuma three times. Why is that? Because the head, again, the place of a person's intelligence, the place of a person's speak, the place where a person can think, that's the source of the problem of Lashon Hara. And therefore, it's not just a battle against Shmiras HaLashon and Lashon Hara, it's a battle against idle chatter, a person speaking, saying things that are worthwhile. I once heard a Gavalda Gavart, Shem Rav Gedalia Shor. The Gemara says that for every thing that's prohibited, the Torah permits something against it that is facing it. For example, in this Parshas Tzria, we're told that even though there's a concept of Dam Nida, which is Tomei, in Neged that, there's a concept of the Dam Tar of a Yeled, a certain blood, which on the contrary is Tar, or opposite blood, which is forbidden. First, not let it drink blood. There is the liver, which is Kulei Dam, which has the taste of blood, and is nevertheless permitted. Ashur said, what is the permitted thing that is against Bittul Torah, that is opposite Bittul Torah? And he answered, opposite Bittul Torah is reading and learning, talking and learning. What does that mean? That means the stern yishmak that the Yetzer Hara gives somebody who speaks idly, who speaks gossip, who is speaking about things that are not important, things that are just idle talk. The stern yishmak in that talking. And negate that is a mitzvah. You meet your friend, tell him about the parasha. Tell him a thought on what you're learning. But he's interested, he's not interested. You speak divrei Torah. That speaking back and forth, divrei Torah, has the same gishmak, an interesting shaila, etc. So that the key against the ras, according to this, is avoiding the by avoiding the talking like a bird, just chirping away. Let's move on. At the beginning of Parshas Yitzchayra, Pasuk Zayin, we're told that the bird, which is used, one bird is slaughtered, blood is used. The second bird, the Pasuk tells us, Shilach HaSatzipar HaChayav, Nehasodah. The second bird is sent free. The Gemara Mishnah Tos Kedushin Daf Nun Zayin says that the birds of Tzaras are permitted, there's no Ister Hanah. How do we know that? It says, because you send one bird free, you buy Umra Torah, the Torah didn't say, send it, you know, send the birds free, and once if someone finds it, chefs it and eats it, he's going to violate an Easter of having a Noah from something which is forbidden. Must be then that these birds are not Aster Bahana. This is what it says in the Gemara. The Kasha is that this concept of Bittul Barai. One bird is Batul Barai than any bird. And therefore, when this bird is sent out among other birds, the Torah permits it because, in that Torah, a bird is Batul Barai among other birds. The truth is, even with Rabbanan, a bird in other birds is Batul Barai. And there's an Isser of Eim of Aklim is Bohatzola. It's not allowed to cause a mixture of prohibited things with other things in the first place. However, almost all the Rishayim hold that that's an Isser of Rabbanan. In other words, in that Torah, you're allowed to take this bird, even if it's Basar Bahana, and send it among the other birds. If so, the Tasha comes, how does the Gemara prove that the birds are permitted in Hana? Because by Omra Torah, Shalech Takala, the Torah wouldn't say send it out. What do you mean? It's bottle. So if it's bottle, then it's butter anyway. Gavalda Gatash. The Yaha Melech. In Hilchus Macholis Vestura, Perik Ezbav, Pasuk of Hay, says to Terutman, I'd like to share the first Teret with you. Because the first Teret uses the Holy Spite, which I have discussed at least twice here in the Parsha Shigurim. The Spite of the Taz Hayatua, the well-known Spite of the Taz, says that anything which the Torah prohibits, but rather which the Torah permits openly, the Rabbanan cannot prohibit. And Yisrael Rabbanan can only come on something which me doing business with forbidden foods, but chelev, the fat of an animal, is something which they did not prohibit. Why? Because the Torah says, I'm a chala nachri. The Torah tells you what to do. It's sell it to a guy. And therefore, the Rabbana cannot ask for something that's openly permitted. Says the Aramelach, very geschmack. Torah says, take this bird and send it among the other birds. If it would be true that this bird is also ba'adah, then the Torah will be saying that you're allowed to be mevatel l'chol chatzilah. You're allowed to take a prohibited bird and let it go, and it'll mix with the other birds and become permitted. Can't be. If that would be so, then the Rabbana couldn't have asked for it. Alamai must be, as the Gemara says, that this bird is permitted. Beautiful. Wonderful. And of today's shiur, I'd like to talk about something with you. For the last 30 days, up until this Tuesday, we were prohibited from saying Tachlum every day. For the month of Nisan, we did not say Tachlum. On Tuesday, it began again, the saying of Tachlum began. For many people, this is a burden. It should not be that way. We should look forward to the opportunity. It happens to me very often that when I finish Shmona Esrei, I realize I did not have kavanah in Shmona Esrei. When I started, I was sure this time I would have kavanah. By the time I finished the Shmona Esrei, I'm disappointed. I tell myself, you know, I have another opportunity. It's Tefillah Sapayim. When one puts his head down and says in the Tefillah Sapayim portion of Tachlum, that prayer has, anyways, the similar to Shmona Esrei. Has that power of being answered. The Gemara says that Gedolim felt certain that when the Tefillah Sapayim, the Master would be answered. Yeshua, when he needed to be answered, felt the Tefillah Sapayim. The Tefillah Sapayim has a tremendous power in Shmona Esrei. We find that just as people add personal bakashos in Shmona Esrei, is the idea of eating personal bakashos in the Tefillah Sapayim. We find also in the Kafachayim, that during the Tefillah Sapayim, if, let us say, someone says Kaddish, as is Kadeli, is Kadesh Shmei Rabba, we do not interrupt the Tefillah Sapayim to answer in a regular Amen. It's like Brachos Mishma, which we interrupt only for Yehi Shmei Rabba or the like. That means that the Tefillah Sapayim has a very special yachas, a very special power. You take out a Tehillim, Simin Vav, which are the psukim of the Tefillah Sapayim. Beautiful, you should learn it, you should know it. When you say the Tefillah Sapayim, you should identify with the Nafshi in the Palama Oid of Atah Hashem at Mosai. That's a generic complaint of Jewish spy. Nafshi in the Palama Oid, my soul is so confused. Atah Hashem, and now God, I'm Mosai, until when will my difficulties continue? Have Kavon in the Tefillah Sapayim. A beautiful Tefillah. A wonderful Tefillah. And something really which would help a person to be able to oneself close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yaakov Emden said that during the Tefillah Sapayim, a person should imagine himself already dead, already passed away, being lowered into a grave. That's based on the Zohar. The idea that during the Tefillah Sapayim, a person should see how much of what he does is meaningless to one. And the meaningful things are the things that will be important to a person. Bachaneyev asked, the Tefillah Sapayim, you put your head down, you shut out the world. Picture that image. The custom of Nusfard to say Asham Baganu, to say Vidud, when the Tefillah Sapayim is based on desire. Because before a person dies, he says Vidud. And that's the way the custom comes to say Vidud. It's not just Asham Baganu. It's a before death type of experience of Asham Baganu. What an experience and a preparation for the Tefillah Sapayim. So if it ever happens to you again, an inch from an astray, find you not having kavana, you step out. Think to yourself, I have another opportunity. The Tefillah Sapayim is coming. The Tefillah Sapayim, just emptsukim or so, will find that you're able to have kavana all the more. If you do that and you find that hatzlacha, you, like I, will be disappointed when a chas walks in and you lose tach. Or when it comes the month of Nisan and you lose tach, the tach will overcome that much more. With that, I wish everybody a good night.